A new film suggests that American blues music is doing well at roughly the age of 101. Here's a review from Kenneth Turan, a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
Lightning in a Bottle is one terrific concert film. It's a tribute to the blues that's structured around a show last year at New York's Radio City Music Hall. If you ever loved this kind of music, Lightning will bring the reasons back. If you haven't, you'll likely wonder where this has been all your life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready. Showtime, the blues.
More than 50 musicians came together for the concert, representing decades of performing experience. There were originating artists like B.B. King and Ruth Brown, presenting songs they made famous, as well as newcomers doing dazzling cover versions of classic tunes. This sophisticated matching of song with artist is Lightning's secret weapon. John Fogerty powering his way through Midnight Special, young Shamika Copeland mastering I Pity the Fool, Aerosmith's Steve Tyler and Joe Perry getting into I'm a King Bee, India Ari doing a heart-stopping Strange Fruit. They all provide musical spaces it's easy to lose yourself in.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood I threw. Black body swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
Being in company they respected brought out the best in these performers. Everyone was emotionally involved in the music to such an extent, they gave even cavernous Radio City the intimate atmosphere of a smoky club. Lightning in a Bottle's filmmakers are gifted themselves. Antoine Fuqua brought confidence and passion to the directing, and top-draw cinematographer Lisa Rinsler captures the immediacy of performance in a way that is better than the best seat in the house. The film's emotional high point involves Buddy Guy, who played guitar with Muddy Waters and passed his knowledge on to Jimi Hendrix. After doing a wrenching, emotional version of Hendrix's Red House, Guy thinks he's through for the evening. But Angelique Kidjo induces him to come back on stage to accompany her on Voodoo Child. The ecstatic, exhausted look on his face as he plays takes us inside the blues in a way few performance films ever have.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.